We are launching an hour number two of the program, and you can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls. Let's talk to Joe in Massachusetts to start things out this hour. Hello, Joe.
Hey, haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Hey, Joe, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I've been in and out of the hospital. I'd like to play devil's advocate. You say the free market helps. I see your point when it gets to UL laboratories and stuff like that. But why not in the vitamin world, and why not in the – I mean, there was a free market with the airlines, and the CEOs were just taking all the money, and, you know, and everything is happening here. I don't know how good Obama –
Well, wait a minute. Let's slow down, take things one issue at a time.
Okay.
Let's start with – you just sort of dropped in why not in the vitamin market. What do you mean when you say why not in the vitamin market?
The vitamin market – the insurances won't pay for it, and a lot of us, like myself, don't have the money and to buy them because we're on SSI. And the FDA, of course, says some of them don't work. There's like a big – everybody's selling vitamins, everybody's making claims, and you don't know where to go. I mean, you know what I mean? Like in this country, the healthcare system is atrocious. In Japan, it's free and it's regulated. So you may be right in some of the things you say.
Okay, first and foremost, healthcare is never free, ever.
Okay.
People pay for healthcare through taxes in the countries where it's claimed to be free, so it's
okay,
not free.
Okay, yeah, sorry, okay.
And let's not forget in Japan that they, just as far as genetically, they live longer. I'm sorry, I mean, you know, just every study is out there, is that's so.
But they also eat better, too, eat properly.
Right,
too.
They do.
They don't have the obesity rates there. And, you know, if you have insurance, by the way, you can pay for your supplements if you have a medical savings plan. It just won't go towards your deductible.
All I have is Social Security and MassHealth. But I'm saying, like, Japan, they still make a profit on their health care, but the government has regulated so the doctors can't make billions. I mean, if you work, you pay, and if you lose your job, you still are covered.
But it isn't the doctors who are making the billions. The doctors are the one taking care of people, and the nurses.
Yeah, no,
I don't know any doctor that's making billions of dollars around
here. Well, in this country, they're making very good money, more than the Japanese doctors.
Yep,
they had
that's
a DVD, and I just want to know if you've had it read about it by T R Reid, Getting Sick Around the World. And they look at all these different systems, and the U.S. healthcare, they say, is number 37. You may be interested in going. It was on the PBS website. I don't know whether you'll be able to check it out. But, I mean, why does it work in Japan? They say it's not a socialized sort of healthcare. It's free market and something else. And, you know, like you talked about regulation.
Well, I haven't looked at I've looked a bit at the Japanese system, and I'm like, it looks like it's working better than most socialist healthcare systems out there.
And the German and the Swiss too, yeah.
Sure, and you got to remember, we have a socialist healthcare system too, and it's largely run by the pharmaceutical companies and the AMA.
Yes.
So you have interests in there controlling the licensure and the regulation that's inside of that industry. So when we advocate the free market, we're not saying America's system is the best. We're saying please don't make it more socialized.
Yeah, because like the Japanese, the drug companies don't control it, and they're limited. They can't just, you know, put something out like Prozac and charge whatever they want. You know what I mean? It's maybe, do you think it should be like those systems? I don't know.
Well, I can't speak to the Japanese system because I don't know anything beyond what you've told us, and I don't know if what you've told us is accurate, so I can't really speak
to
that.
Would you go look
up? But I do know that I don't support any sort of governmental involvement in healthcare, period. I think that we need to have a free market in healthcare, which means that you should be free to go out and choose from a variety of different providers, and you would be the one to make those choices.
Okay.
You're welcome to submit yourself to experts who could tell you which choices to make, but when it's the government that's sitting there saying, well, we're not going to allow you to make these particular choices because it hasn't been, you know, it hasn't gone through our approval system.
I agree with you there. That's what they do in Japan. They don't have a gatekeeper. I mean, they go anybody they want. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But they have their insurance is a little different. It's much cheaper over there. hospitals, some of them are losing. It's not perfect, he says. Like a room is $10 a night, except a private is like $90 a night.
Well, I don't know about their insurance situation, but I do know that here the insurance companies are heavily regulated. So they're so tied in with the state, it is amazing.
Yeah.
And so whenever you have a high level of regulation, as we were talking about last hour,
you have a low level of competition.
You have
How would you have competition?
Hold on a second. You have very little competition, and if there's very little competition, you don't have much innovation. You don't have any incentive for various different packages and plans and different options. In fact, in many cases, the packages and plans are completely mandated by the state government people. So essentially, the state, the government, is protecting its buddies in the insurance industry, just as it's protecting the doctors. One of the reasons why doctors are making a lot of money is because nurses can't go and compete with doctors. They can't do the, even though they can't, they can do the same things. Like they have sort of a similar level of training. They're not allowed to do certain things by law. So the American Medical Association has essentially helped protect the doctor business from outside competition. So what we have in this country is nothing even close to a free marketplace. We've got essentially a 50% socialist system, and there's also corporatism going on and mercantilism going on. And so this system that we have is really awful, and the systems around the world aren't that much better. And so there is no system, there is no free market in healthcare anywhere in the world. And
well, they say in Switzerland, Germany, Japan, people don't go bankrupt over healthcare. That's all I'm saying. So part of it is free, and they have competition. It's different. I can't remember how to explain it, but you may want to look on PBS's website. Now, can you?
I'm very familiar with some socialist medicine systems, probably more so the Canadian system than any other one. But
yeah, well, the Canadian doesn't work that way.
Also, the UK system as well. And when you're dealing with a socialist medicine system, you're dealing with the government essentially telling you whether you get to live or die. So, yeah, the care is it's transparent. Free, and that when you go to the hospital, you're not paying a bill. You are, of course, paying on the back end through your paycheck when they take out money via taxes. But when you go and you're not paying the hospital, you're subject to whatever it is that they say. So if you go in with some sort of problem and they manage to see you within 3 or 4 months, depending on how long the waiting lists are, then they tell you, well, sorry, you've got this problem. You're going to have to see a specialist. That'll be another 6 month wait until you actually get to see the specialist. Then the specialist takes a look at you and says, oh, we've got to operate. We'll get to you in another 6 months. I mean, by that time, whatever the problem was could have caused you to die. And a lot of people have died as a result
of
the waiting times in the socialist system.
The hospitals over there in Japan are privatized. The government runs the hospitals, but the doctors are privatized. So, and can you imagine?
I don't even know what that means.
There's no guarantee that the doctors reach the same level of certification in Japan that they do here in the United States. One of the things that, you've got so much schooling that goes into being a doctor here in the United States, and I don't know what it's like in Japan. I wouldn't propose to know that. So you have some of the more driven people that want to make more money going into the doctor industry here in the United States.
But healthcare shouldn't be a money-making thing. You should make decent
living. Why shouldn't it? Why shouldn't people be rewarded for their efforts?
They should be rewarded, but they shouldn't be able to make $1 million, in my opinion.
Why? Well, if you can make $1 million, it means you've helped a lot of people. What's wrong with that?
But see, it doesn't work that way. I'm just saying how I feel, because that's why I mentioned you can look at these systems. Maybe you could do research. And can you mention the CEOs now, this bailout and stuff? How would you go into bankruptcy? Would you?
You know that, before you go on, you know that people that make a lot of money have been successful in helping a lot of people, and they've done a very good. You know, they're the best in their industry.
Right.
If you have inoperable cancer, or you have the worst disease you can come up with, don't you want the best physician in the country working on you?
Yes.
That guy is paid $1 million.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean,
there's nothing wrong with making money off of helping people. I don't understand the attitude. I mean, that says, I want my doctor driving around a luxury vehicle. I want him living in a nice house with a beautiful wife, because, man, he's helped people live longer and feel better.
He's gone through a lot of the training these doctors go through and the hazing they go through in their internship. But, the doctors here are not the problem in the United States. You've got too many government-mandated middlemen that have wrestled their way in between the doctor and the patient to steal most of the money. A lot of people went into medicine not just because it paid well and you could live well, but because they cared about people. Now, that's a win-win situation if you can help people and make a good living.
Now, in a free marketplace, if you wanted to patronize a doctor who put it out on, Front Street that he gives he only charges the bare subsistence kind of rates and still manages to do a good job, I'm sure he'd get all kinds of clients.
Sure.
But I myself have no objection to people being rewarded for the hard work that they do.
Well, me either, but maybe.
But you do.
Maybe. It's just that some of them, I don't know, some of them are in it for the money. And if you don't, like insurance, you don't have the money, like people need
I've never met those people. I'm sure they are out there. But the people that I've always met in the healthcare industry, when I've talked to them and asked them questions about why they got into the business, the number one reason was to help people. I thank you for the call, Joe. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the reason I've always gotten from people in healthcare.
Me
whether
too.
They're doctors or nurses or just the orderlies, they want to help people feel better, period. More on the way. You can take control if they can make money on it. That's a bonus. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350. Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 26, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 819.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 843.64, 421.82 for a half ounce, and 212.90 for the quarter ounce. That's 843.64, 421.82, and 210.91.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold, and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features include, by the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the upper right-hand portion of the page, freetalklive.com, SACL CAI.
You know, before we go on with some more phone calls here, I want to just stop down for a moment and take a look quickly at the Japanese healthcare system. Yeah, Joe on the line a few moments ago, who was extolling what he has heard as the virtues of the Japanese healthcare system.
I've heard the same stuff.
Saying
same
it's,
stuff.
You know, really great, and that it's somehow government-run, but somehow also private at the same time. He suggested the hospitals were run by the government, but yet the doctors were private. Sounded a little confusing to me, so went to do a little research here, and this is not coming from a pro-liberty perspective at all. It's just whatever's in the Wikipedia, so, you know, that can be written by anybody, so take that with a grain of salt, but it's probably a little more accurate than what Joe was saying.
And Wikipedia, run by socialists.
Yeah, well, even so, they do point out here that healthcare services are provided by national and local governments in Japan. Payment is offered through a universal healthcare insurance system, and the fees are set by government committee. People without insurance through employers can participate in a national health insurance program also administered by local governments. It's compulsory to be enrolled in a Japanese insurance program if you are a resident of Japan. And they talk about the two main categories. They talk about some of the numbers of all the various different clinics and hospitals. And they point out that apparently some of the problems, excessive paperwork, assembly line care for outpatients, over-medication, abuse of the system because of low out-of-pocket costs to patients. So it sounds like a lot of these sort of standard problems with the socialist system where it's purported as free health care, so people just go in whenever they've got the sniffles, clogging up the emergency rooms with a light cough or flu symptoms and things like that.
And that's in a system, by the way. The Japanese people tend to be very honest people. And so you take a socialist system in a place where it might be less likely to be abused, and it's still abused.
Creates dishonesty. And
they're incentivized to do that.
Exactly. So there you go. I mean, that's just a little bit of information. What would be more interesting, of course, would be to actually hear somebody who is in Japan and their comments on the healthcare system there, as well as specifically somebody of a liberty mindset that has lived in Japan or currently lives in Japan and can comment as well. Because we see the same problems over and over again in the socialist system, and what we always hear from their supporters is, man, the socialist healthcare sure is great! Yes, it's super up here in Canada.
Best of the world.
We can't wait to get it here in America so we can shove our treatment down your throat and you won't have any choices at all.
Yeah. And that's what happens. When government makes decisions, when government controls
the purse strings, one size fits all, and if you don't like it, pay up or you go to prison.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about with socialized health care.
And if you're a doctor and you see people who can't get treatment because the system won't let them for whatever reason, and you want to treat them privately on the side, well,
illegal.
You doctors might go to jail.
Yep. So it's just bad. I mean, yes, I'm sure there are stories out there. We've heard them, people making claims that they've gotten great treatment. They claim Cory Doctorow, when we had him on the show, was talking about how he's always gotten good treatment in the government
no
hospitals.
No doubt.
There.
But when you get bad treatment, and you will, what do you do about it in a government system? You don't do anything because suing the government is hard as hell.
Yeah, what do you do?
You continue to pay for it as disgusting as it might be to you to have to pay for these things. You've got to pay for it or you're going to go to prison.
They're constantly making decisions as to who deserves, you know, the care, who should get what. And if it turns out that your grandma is sort of shoveled off as somebody that's not that important to take care of because they need to be taking care of a younger person who's actually working and they can extract more money from that younger younger person. So the system sort of has an incentive to take care of the younger better than it does to take care of the older. You know, they're just going to let grandma die off there because, well, they don't have to save her life. They have no obligation to help her. Yes, she's paid all of her life into the system, and she expects to get free care. But if the care she gets is of substandard quality, or just they're completely ignoring her or putting her off, you can't do a damn thing about it. You just right. get to watch your grandmother suffer for the rest of her life.
Do you want a system where the government decides who lives and who dies?
That's what you have if you have socialist health care.
You know, I was just talking with somebody from Britain about a month ago, and, you know, in his first breath, of course, in one breath, he's talking about how great the system is over there. And mm-hmm. then the next breath, he's talking about how his father couldn't get a surgery because he was too old.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
They're told it's great over and over, and humans will repeat what they're told.
Sure, and it may seem that way when you're 22 and you are
absolutely.
Getting some attention.
Right. You're covered, and it feels great that if something bad happens, you don't have to do anything as far as you know, paying for it out of pocket. But when you get up in the years and you actually need the care, and that you might die in 6 months if you don't get a bypass surgery or whatever, well. And you've got to run to the United States in order to get that surgery like they do from Canada. That stinks.
Let's go to your phone calls. Speaking of the UK, Ziggy is on the line. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Go ahead.
Yeah, right. Well, this morning I got a call from my doctor's surgery. And I have to tell you about this. Mr. Inkella, you've not been in for your flu shot. I don't want a flu shot. We think you need a flu shot. I don't.
Uh-oh.
Goodbye. You know, they've not compelled me to have a flu shot since I was 15 years old, and at that point I had a parental guardian who signed the form for me. You know, the fact is that as soon as you have universal health care, the government starts ordering you about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for instance, you know, the government says, oh, we shouldn't be treating smokers. Well,
right.
Smokers pay tax. You know, I'm a smoker. I've paid tons of tax on my tobacco. And I think I have paid for my health care. Thank you very much.
Are they suggesting that now, just denying treatment
altogether?
Yeah, they're
denying fat people and smokers health care.
Yeah.
The government have said that if they are to be treated, they've got to comply with certain measures.
Right, you're going to have to start. If you want to get treatment, Zig, you're going to have to adopt their diet. You're going to have to start doing an exercise regimen. You're going to have to start checking in with the Minister of Exercise to make sure that you've been meeting certain goals. And they can set whatever they can set. You laugh, Wayne, but they can set whatever rules they want to because they're in charge and you're just a serf.
I'd love to do that job.
I was going to say, I think personally, I know that the Canadian system works sort of similar to the voucher system. That would be an improvement here.
Yeah, it's just as bad news.
And of course, because it would bring the free market into play, because it is one size fits all. I mean, the stupid thing is that there are league tables of hospitals. My local hospital always comes down the bottom of the list, yet my doctor can only refer me to that hospital. And I seem to think, well, why do you have league tables? There's no incentive for that hospital to improve.
Yeah, there's no incentives,
period. Profit, you know, and it didn't, it would go fast.
You know, in a lot of cases, and Ziggy, thank you for the call and the expertise. I appreciate hearing from you. In a lot of cases, the doctors have an incentive to just move through people as quickly as they possibly can because they get paid on a per-patient basis, but they have a maximum number of patients that they can get through. So they see as many as they can, and then they're off, and, you know, you can't go to them anymore. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Phase one of the insiders' plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features on the site include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page, going back for an entire year for free at freetalklive.com. I want to invite you to the Liberty Forum. It's happening March 5th through the 8th, 2009, in Nashua, New Hampshire. You can get all the details on where and exactly when at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Actually, I don't believe the schedule has yet been announced, but they have been announcing a number of speakers, and you're going to recognize a lot of these names. John Taylor Gatto, Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, Adam Kokesh from the Iraq Veterans Against the War, Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com, Glenn Jacobs, also known as Kane from the WWE, Mary Ruard, we talk about her a lot on this show, the doctor will be in the house, David Nolan, the founder of the Libertarian Party, just big names here, also Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun decision. Many of those names are Free State Project members, a few of them are not, and maybe we can help convince them to come on board. Wouldn't it be great if we could get Dr. Mary Ruart to sign up for the Free State Project whilst at the Liberty Forum?
Awesome.
I think that would be incredible. So head over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get registered for the early bird price now. Lock that in. because you don't want to wait. I mean, there are several reasons why you don't want to wait. I mean, if you're already thinking this is going to be exciting, you're thinking you want to be here for this, you need to get registered tonight. Use the discount code 2009FTL, 2009FTL, and you'll save yourself an extra 10%. But you want to get yourself registered in now because, first of all, the event might sell out. That's a possibility. A more realistic possibility than that is that the hotel will sell out. So you don't want to lose your opportunity to actually be located in the same hotel the event is happening.
We did this in D.C. for the for some convention or another, some radio convention or another, and it was awful.
It was a big mistake.
We waited too long, and we had a hotel that was other than the hotel for the convention. You're dressing in and out of coats and all that stuff. Traveling, you know, you gotta get a taxi. That's not easy. Either that, or you're walking some distance to the hotel. It's awful. You want to be in the hotel.
Yeah, because the hotel is where, you know, the hanging out is going to be occurring, parties, after hours. Of course, it's where the dinners are happening, all the speeches and the presentations, the panel discussions, the vendors. It's all happening within that one hotel, so it's best to be there, and therefore you should probably get registered now. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Still time to get the early bird. I mean, if you don't do it tonight, you still probably will get the early bird discount, but there's no set date at this point as to when that's going to go away. So it could go away tomorrow. As soon as they announce, I think they're going to get rid of it when they announce the next big keynote speech. Whoever it is that's going to be the other keynote speaker, I think they're probably going to get rid of the early bird discount at that time. So keep that in mind. The longer you wait, the more likely you're going to have to pay more. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. You're going to get to meet not only those big names, but you'll also get to meet a lot of the people that you hear on this show. Of course, we're going to be broadcasting live. A number of the callers that you hear a lot, they're going to be in attendance. Liberty activists from all across New Hampshire, around the country, and around the world gathered together in early March for the Liberty Forum. And we will see you there. All right, we continue with your phone calls. Sarah Lee is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah Lee.
Hello.
Hey there. You're on the air.
Am I?
Yes. I love your little cakes.
Yes. I used to eat those all the time.
I knew someone was going to go for that joke. You are on the air, Sarah Lee. What's on your mind?
Well, it's not Sarah Lee. I'm Sandy.
Sandy, I'm sorry. Sometimes the board operators don't ask people to spell their names because they think they heard it right. Sandy.
Well, you know, I talk weird, so that's all right.
Go ahead.
I went in and talked about health care and stuff.
Okay. Here you are.
You know, my husband had, like, major cancer, and he almost died 5 times last year.
Oh, my goodness.
And the only thing that saved him was the VA. Because we had
Veterans
no
Administration?
Health insurance. Okay.
Okay.
And, if it wasn't for the VA, he'd be dead right now. Right?
Okay.
So I wanted to tell you that sometimes government does work okay.
Oh, sure.
Sure. There's no doubt about
that. And we tried to make the caveat and try to every time we talk about government-administered health care that certainly most of the time they manage to do it okay. But when you're part of that 10 or 15 or 20% of people that get left behind, that's the part that really stinks because you don't have any control.
And when you say they manage to do it okay, Mark, what do you mean by that is they actually give the care out to people, but it doesn't mean that it's great care. It doesn't mean it's the best quality care. In many cases, it is just okay care. So, for instance, if you're getting some sort of, you know, they're putting in a stump in your leg, they're going to give you the lowest quality stump you can possibly get, for instance. I mean, I'm giving you a very basic sort of example here, but they have no obligation to provide you with top quality care. They have, in fact, an interest in providing you with the bare minimum, if they even provide it to you at all. And I would also like to counter your example. I mean, I don't want to discount your example, but I'd like to point out that there are a lot of veterans who will tell you that the VA is the worst thing they've ever experienced, that in many cases, they believe that the doctors in the VA are actively attempting to kill them because if they kill their patients and they just have a lighter patient load, it's an easier job for them in that particular case. So I'm glad your husband got the help that he was looking for.
Can I say something here?
Sure, absolutely.
Because like one time when he almost died, they had to like medevac him out because we live in a really rural place. And they had to medevac him out. The VA hospital, and it was, well, his cancer care was boarded out by the VA, okay?
So they hired somebody else from the outside?
Yeah, it was you know, somebody else took care of it. It wasn't the VA.
And did he have any sort of waiting period that he had to wait in order to get the treatment, or was it relatively quick?
Oh, no. Because he had to get into the VA system first, you know.
So there was a waiting period to get in the system?
When he got cancer, you know, we had to get in the VA system. And then we got snowed in, and they canceled his appointment. And by the time he got into the VA system, the tumor was like the size of a grapefruit.
Whoa. Well, okay, now the story sounds like it's changing a little bit here. How long did it take to get into the VA system?
Oh, it took like 2 or 3 months.
Two or three months, and so he knew that there was something wrong, and he was trying to get into their system in order to be seen and checked out.
But there was paperwork to be done.
Did he know there was a tumor at that point?
Yeah, and then we lived so far away from the VA hospital, right? And once he got into it, he had to go in there and get an ID card and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's when gas is high and was broke, right?
So it took him 3 months to get into the system. Then they found out that did he already know there was a tumor while he was trying to get into their system?
Yes.
How did he find that out?
He went to another doctor, and the other doctor wouldn't do anything, right? Because he didn't have any money, right?
Okay.
And the other doctor says, well, you need to do something about this, right?
And so he went to the VA, and it took 3 months to actually get seen, and then they finally took a look at it. By that time, it was blown up to the size of a grapefruit. What did they do after that?
They put him out to a cancer hospital in El Paso.
Mm-hmm. And how quickly was he taken care of at that point? How quickly after they put him out to that cancer hospital was he taken care of?
Well, they would have taken care of him quick, but the way they was going to take care of him scared us. And so we tried to do it like natural for a while.
Mm-hmm. So you backed away from what they were offering you at that point.
Yeah, you know, it was like scary.
I got you.
And so we went with natural for a while, and it didn't work, and so I put him in the truck and took him to El Paso and the cancer center there.
And then did they take care of him at that point, or did he have to wait some more?
No, he didn't have to wait anymore.
It turned out that it wasn't as glowing of a story as it sounded like when you initially started telling it to us. I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah, thank God.
They helped him out eventually, and I thank you for the call, 800-259-9231. But it sounds like it might have been easier on him if he hadn't had to wait 3 months in order to get seen at the VA.
That's how it goes dealing with the government. What if standard health care
were affordable for everybody? Then you wouldn't need a VA.
It could be if we had a free marketplace and real competition. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And the features are free on the website. And if you like the show and you're enjoying Free Talk Live, you want to help us maybe expose the show to new people, you can become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, around the world, bringing new internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the message of freedom and liberty. Because, well, you know what? People need that message, and we've got it in spades here on the show. And you can help us out by going to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com, so get signed up. We continue. Ladies, continue to be first. Helen is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Helen.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was listening to the show, as usual. I love your show.
Thanks, Helen.
And I just caught the tail end of Sandy, bless her and her husband, for going through what they did. But, you know, I'm a nurse, and my experience with the VA hospital has been very different. I think that the residents that get good training there, the attending physicians, and all the nurses, you know, my background is intensive care, I've seen nothing but top-notch quality. So,
wouldn't it be more efficient, though, even if you're going to say the government's going to pay for medical care for veterans, wouldn't it be better if they just went to a regular hospital? I mean, why do they have to have these huge hospitals? And it seems like the cost would be much higher than just letting them go to a normal doctor and hospital.
You know, I can't speak to the cost because that's not something that I deal with on a day-to-day basis. I deal with patient care. But I don't think that their care is any different. I've worked in both systems, and I really see no difference.
Well, what about the hospital in Washington, D.C.? I can't remember the bureaucrat's name that they named it after off the top of my head, but the one that was
Walter
in the news.
Reed.
Walter Reed, yeah. I'm not sure who Walter Reed happens to be, but what about that hospital that hit the news so heavily last year?
I don't know that it has anything to do with the fact that it is a military hospital or not. I'm not military. That's not my background, and it's not a necessity to have that background to work in a hospital mm-hmm. like that.
Sure.
And, you know, I think you can see great successes and some mishaps happen anywhere you go. So I don't understand.
I think you're right about that. And I think
the Walter Reed situation was a bit more than a mishap. I mean, we're not talking about somebody getting a...
I didn't hear what it was. You know,
I was going to ask you to recount that.
Yeah, it wasn't a rubber glove left in someone or anything like that, and, yeah. which you can certainly... I can see sponges left in... you know what? I bet there's a lot of sponges that people don't know left in them, and no big deal.
Right. It can happen anywhere. It's a risk. Yeah.
Sure. So but in this case, you're talking about mold growing on the walls, rooms in really dilapidated shape. When I heard the news stories, it drew up the sort of sanitarium.
Sounded very third world.
Right. It sounded awful when the news stories went through, and apparently, you know, several top generals get fired and. You know, I'm not saying that there isn't a good VA hospital out there. I'm sure there are many good VA hospitals out there, but the problem is that they aren't held. Some of the administrators aren't incentivized in the same way at a VA hospital as they are at a private hospital.
But to be fair, Mark, I mean, maybe she's correct in her assertion or her analysis that it is to her it hasn't seemed that different, and maybe it really isn't that different. I mean, you're talking about a difference between a completely socialized system, as in the VA, to a 50% socialist system. So maybe the difference isn't that significant. And, of course, you can find a variety of different levels of care, I'm sure, in both systems. So, I mean, if we actually had a true free market and then comparing that to the VA hospital, I think the difference would be crystal clear. But, of course, we don't have that. So we're really dealing with a full-on socialist healthcare system compared to a mostly socialist healthcare system.
Well, good point about the comparison, but anyway, I just don't want the viewers to get the wrong impression. At least the ones that I've worked in have been right up there with the private hospitals.
Very good.
So,
thanks for your experience, yeah. Helen. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you for the call.
And some are better than others. They're not real consistent in that way, but before the government really got involved in healthcare in the 60s, healthcare was affordable. Doctors made house calls.
Some of them took chickens in payment. Things like that.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have these guys that are, you know, raking in the dough in the same way. So the increased competition is going to result in better care for everyone.
Absolutely. I mean, when you're dealing with a socialist system like the VA, you really pretty much have to count on people being just self-motivated. I mean, you really have to count on those doctors really wanting to do the right thing.
And the people in those systems, to me, are going to be the people that are most self-motivated. You're going to see the best thing you can.
In the VA?
Medicine in general. I think that people get in medicine by and large because they want to help people and not because they want to get rich or whatever, especially when you're talking about nurses and physicians assistants and people like that. Those people want very much to help people because they could go do anything
mm-hmm.
and make the same kind of money, and they choose to do what they choose to do. So you have this subset of people that want very badly to help people, and they're not going to be incentivized in the right way. So you're gonna have these two opposing forces, and I think that their drive to help people,
right, that they could rise above the lack of incentive is
much
is
better
really,
than most people in most industries.
Right, it's really
however,
a compliment to them.
It's still a problem.
Right. If they had the extra incentive that the free marketplace would give them with competition in the marketplace and the various other, you know, customer service, wanting people to be satisfied and things like that, if you actually had the different market signals that would be coming in to a free market organization, then they would be even better performers than they currently are today. So the free market sets the bar higher and higher as there are various different entities competing.
You know, it's funny. I was talking with a guy once, and he was his wife was sick, and he said, and this guy is a real intense researcher, and he researched the hospitals in this area, New England, that had the lowest infection rates, and he found one in the Boston area. So, you know, he took his wife there, and he observed that this particular hospital, they would greet you in the parking lot and try to figure out what you needed and try to expedite you if need be. And when he went in the hospital, people were wiping off the doorknobs. I mean, it was really, really a well-run, well-kept hospital. Mm-hmm. And yet he was also kind of espousing maybe that socialist health care should come to this country. And I said, well, do you really think they're going to do all that if it's run by the government? And he thought for a second, and then I never heard another word
about it
again from him.
Let's go to Norway and talk to Zigard, or Zigard. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but you're on the air.
Oh, well, close enough, you know.
Which one was it?
Well, Vegard is the correct one.
Zegard. All right, go ahead.
You were asking about socialized medicine, right?
Yes, sir.
And in Norway, there's a complete socialized one-payer healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to work in a hospital, so I know a little bit about it.
Ah, do tell.
And it is horrible. It is absolutely horrible.
Give me some examples.
The waste is complete in all parts of the chain, right? One thing they did here in Norway to sort of make the hospitals better was to get in this phony pricing system, right? So mm-hmm. so you sort of put a price on the head of a patient.
Okay.
And then they go through the system, and the hospitals are sort of operating in a market-like way. So you want to get the benefits of efficiency and stuff like that. Problem, of course, is that the government can't price anything. So
right, they don't have market signals.
No, not at all, right? So what they do is they, at the first consultancy, they put a diagnosis on the patient, and that amount is attached to the patient. And that follows him around the system, no matter what complications you get further on, right? So if you come in for a cold and then you end up with 3 counts of cancer, the hospital gets paid for a cold. it's pretty crazy. And then they get their budgets adjusted like that. But, you know, I wanted to address a few of the things you were talking about.
Please.
Because you have a few misconceptions about it as well.
Okay.
Well, I agree with you completely. I'm in the Free Stater, so. But
what are the misconceptions?
Yeah, the motivation of the doctors in the hospitals, I think, are just fine. You know, they're well paid and all of that, and they're sort of paid for performance, and they have sort of the same signals within the hospital. So they sort of have the same motivation in their daily work. Problem is perhaps the hospitals in themselves, that they don't need to compete for the customers, right?
So right, right. Because they're trying to please the hospital and not the patient.
Right. If I felt like there was the worst section of this whole thing would probably be the administration of the hospitals, because the pencil pushers don't have a tendency to be feet on the ground right in front of the patient, and they likely didn't get into their industry because they love their industry.
Yeah.
It's a
bureaucratic
job.
Now the doctors. One of the other ways, their major restriction is that they've been assigned essentially by the state. And I know you're calling from Norway, so if you want to call back and continue your, I would love to hear more about what you had to say about our misconceptions. So you're welcome to hold through the news or call back right before we start the next hour, because I'd love to continue this conversation. Let's put him back on hold, see what he wants to do there. So I want to continue talking about this. But one of the other things is that, the doctors are assigned. You've got to be here and work here. You can't just strike out on your own and create your own practice in a situation like that. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.